Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Small Ferry by G.R. Jordan, narrated by David Monteith. Chapter 1. The day was just miserable. Grey clouds hung overhead like a never-ending duvet, and drizzle fell relentlessly, giving the Firth a misty feel. Even the slipway had been damp and bleak, in contrast to just a day ago when everything had been bright and dry. It was not cold, but simply dreich, and thankfully the Har, that seaborne mist that often affected the Scottish firths, was not around. The ferry was now approaching the landing on the Nigg side of the Cromarty Firth, having left Cromarty less than a quarter of an hour ago. There had not been any chance dolphin sightings, as happened occasionally, and in every way this had been the most mundane of runs. Even squeezing the third car onto the deck had been dull. There was no desperate movement of other cars to avoid a scrape, and the driver had steered the car almost to perfection. Everyone had proceeded inside and stayed out of the drizzle. His captain was now piloting the vessel in close, and Peter stood ready to assist with the temporary berthing at the slipway. The ferry was not one of the row-row variety, roll-on, roll-off, where the cars drove only forward when they manoeuvred. Instead, the cars had reversed on at Cromarty and would now quickly drive off. Peter was only 21, and this had been his first season on the ferry. Although it was May, the season had not taken off due to the recent bout of cold weather and the atrocious snowstorms that still nipped into April. Global warming, they had said, and Peter believed it to be true. But he was careful with his recycling, and even walked to his work every day, so his conscience was clear. With the vessel now berthed at the slipway, Peter operated the ramp and set it upon the concrete, before turning around and waving the cars off the vessel. The first car, a compact red hatchback, drove off quickly without giving a wave. There seemed to be a group of men inside, and Peter dismissed them quickly, turning his eyes to the second car, a black and white Mini, with two women in the front. The driver wore large round sunglasses and had applied some deep rouge to her cheeks. With the exuberant use of mascara, she looked painted, not real, but something from a cartoon or magazine. Red painted nails appeared over the steering wheel, and the car jumped forward before it suddenly stalled. The engine was turned over to no avail, and then someone exited from the far side.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?